Today is Thursday, October 27th. What to know about political polling and private beliefs as Election Day nears, and a new accusation in one of the most closely watched races. Also, mortgage rates hit a two-decade high, while the biggest tech companies face new lows. Plus, what major change could be coming for the way you charge your iPhone, what Elon Musk was carrying as he visited Twitter's headquarters, and a man posted to TikTok every day for nearly a year, and it has now landed him his dream job. We'll explain those stories and more in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, there's a lot of talk of a red wave less than 2 weeks away from Election Day. In other words, polling, spending trends, and various media reports suggest Republicans are poised to win back the majority and therefore control in Congress during the midterms. Of course, it's still too early to know for sure. In fact, a new study found most Americans feel they cannot share their true political beliefs in public. The Hill cites a study from Populous Insights that found social pressure and a desire to fit in, especially on hot-button issues, means some people may say one thing but actually feel and vote differently, and that it's true across all demographics. Researchers say this also makes the American people seem more extreme on both the left and right than they perhaps really are. Meanwhile, a Republican in one of the most closely watched races is facing a bit more heat now ahead of the midterms. A second woman has come forward to accuse Senate candidate Herschel Walker in Georgia of pressuring her to have an abortion and paying for it back in the 90s. Remember, Walker has said he supports a total ban on abortion, so that's why it matters that two women now have said he pushed them to get one. The newest accuser spoke over the phone in a press conference, but was only identified as Jane Doe. She says she came forward after Walker had said the first woman was lying. Walker released a statement in response calling it foolishness and a lie. The latest polling in Georgia shows Walker is virtually tied with Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. Election Day is November 8th. The man who drove his vehicle into a Christmas parade in Wisconsin last year has now been found guilty. Six people were killed last November and dozens more were hurt when Daryl Brooks raced his SUV into the crowded streets. Well, after a week-long trial, a jury found Brooks guilty of the six deaths, along with an extensive 70 other criminal charges. The trial itself was a bit of a spectacle. Brooks chose to represent himself in court without a lawyer. He frequently spoke over the judge, was combative, and had a number of bizarre behaviors. Now he'll spend the rest of his life in prison. Meanwhile, in the state of Michigan, three men were found guilty of plotting to kidnap the governor. Remember this case? In the summer of 2020, a number of men who were part of a domestic terrorist organization were arrested for planning to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They were apparently upset with Whitmer's COVID lockdowns. But before they could act, an informant tipped off law enforcement and the FBI stopped them. Four others were found guilty in a previous case. All of the men are being held in jail until they're sentenced for their crimes in December. A new report from the United Nations found the levels of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere are getting higher, and countries aren't doing enough to stop them. The UN's weather agency measured the three main greenhouse gases affecting the world: carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide. It turns out that all of them hit record high levels last year, and the increase in methane levels was the most concerning. Scientists say methane had the largest year-over-year increase since they began taking measurements some four decades ago. The head of the UN Climate Office called on governments around the world to strengthen climate action plans and implement them in the next 8 years before it's too late. Mortgage rates in the U.S. just hit a two-decade high. The average interest rate on a typical 30-year fixed mortgage has now popped above 7%. Just 1 year ago, mortgage rates on that same loan were around 2.7%. To put these numbers into perspective for you, one example is a $300,000 mortgage loan today would cost you around $800 more a month on the interest payment alone than it would have last year. There is one silver lining. With interest rates rising, the prices of homes are falling. Unfortunately, prices aren't falling enough to offset just how much the interest rates are spiking. So the once hot housing market is going through a big cool down. New home builders are scaling back plans, and many people who want to sell their homes are instead holding on to them and sitting still. They don't want to trade their lower interest rates for these much higher ones. Home sales have now fallen for 8 months in a row, and experts think that's a trend that will continue. The Fed has been raising interest rates to tackle inflation, and mortgage rates usually follow. Much more news still coming up, but first, let's take a quick break for our sponsor. The world, just like your business, is changing fast. So when you need to hire, you have to find them ASAP. For top talent fast, you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. If you hate waiting, Indeed's U.S. data shows over 80% of Indeed employers find quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job. Plus, Indeed has a suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. So instead of making your candidates jump through hoops, Indeed's virtual interview tool means there's nothing to download, just click and talk. You can message, schedule, and interview top talent all in one place. Indeed knows when you're growing your own business, you have to make every dollar count. That's why when you sponsor a job, you only pay for quality applications from resumes in the database matching your job description. Visit Indeed.com/newsworthy to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Inflation has come for Silicon Valley. Some of the biggest tech companies in the world are reporting their earnings this week, and it's apparent they're also struggling in this economy. Meta, the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, was the latest to report earnings. They said advertising is slowing down on the platforms, which is hurting business, something many other tech companies are dealing with, including Google's parent company Alphabet, as well as Spotify. At the same time, Meta is also spending billions to build CEO Mark Zuckerberg's virtual metaverse, which is still more of a dream than a reality. The company also said it does not expect the next quarter to get much better, causing the stock to fall nearly 20% in after-hours trading. And more trouble for Meta. The company is facing a fine of nearly $25 million. It's believed to be the largest penalty for campaign finance violations in U.S. history. A Washington state judge issued the maximum penalty against the company, saying it violated the state's campaign finance laws more than 800 times. Washington law requires that companies who sell political ads keep track of the buyer's names, addresses, who paid for it, and how many views it got. Facebook's parent company has tried to argue the law is unconstitutional because it puts a burden on political speech and that it's hard to comply with. A spokesperson for Meta said the company is assessing its options about what to do next. A big change could be coming to how you'll charge Apple's iPhones and other products. Earlier this month, the European Parliament voted in favor of requiring most portable battery-powered devices sold in the EU to work with the same standard USB-C charging port by the end of 2024. Most Android phones are already compatible with USB-C connectors, but iPhones use Apple's own proprietary port, the Lightning connector. An Apple executive didn't seem thrilled about this change during a live event yesterday, but confirmed the company does plan to comply with the law. He didn't really give any other details, though. There is a chance that Apple could try to cleverly avoid the USB-C mandate from the EU. The company has been toying with the idea of switching to complete wireless charging, eliminating charging ports altogether on their devices. Apple could also release two versions of their future products, one for the EU with those standard USB-C ports, and another with their current Lightning ports for everyone else. Either way, the European law will only apply to new devices that come out after the fall of 2024. The soon-to-be new owner of Twitter paid a visit to the company yesterday. Elon Musk tweeted a video of himself smiling while walking into Twitter headquarters in San Francisco. The caption, "Entering Twitter HQ, let that sink in." And in the video, you can see him lugging in an actual porcelain bathroom sink. He also tweeted he's met a lot of cool people at Twitter. He even changed his Twitter bio to say, "Chief Twit." The deal, which has been in the works since April with a lot of back and forth, has a deadline of this Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Musk is expected to address Twitter staff officially on Friday, as there's been a lot of uncertainty about not only how he'll run the company, but also reports that layoffs could be coming. Stay tuned. A transgender businesswoman from Thailand is the new owner of the Miss Universe pageant, and Jakapong Jakrajujutip is the first woman to own the organization in its more than 70-year history. She paid $20 million for it and says the plan is to evolve the brand for the next generation. She's one of the richest transgender people in the world, a billionaire, and owns a media company in Thailand. Miss Universe was owned for nearly two decades by former President Donald Trump up until 2015 when it was bought by IMG, the international management company. The pageant was started in 1952 and is broadcast in about 85% of the world. A TikToker used his internet fame to land his dream job on TV, but it's probably not the type of job you might think of. The restaurant manager from Kentucky spent every day for nearly a year posting videos of himself on TikTok playing dead. It originally started out as him just wanting to get popular online. It then morphed into him actually wanting to get cast in a movie or TV show playing a dead person. Well, that day has finally come. The CBS show CSI Vegas offered him a guest role. A showrunner on the crime drama complimented him, saying he's done a more thorough job of auditioning for a non-speaking role, maybe in the history of television, and that it was time for him to get called up to the big leagues. His episode is set to air next Thursday. If that's a little too gory for you, this next role could be a dream job for your dog. The online retailer of pet gifts, Yappy.com, is searching for its next chief fluff officer. The role pays $10,000 a year. The company says it's looking for a pup that is always happy to strike a pose and be filmed as they try out Yappy.com's latest personalized gifts. Pet parents must complete the online application by November 18th to be considered. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, thanks to our sponsor. At this point in a lot of our lives, trying to fit in one more thing onto our calendars can feel like a game of Battleship or Tetris. And that can be especially true trying to align with your doctor's office. I've experienced it many times. I call to make an appointment, and then it's 3 or more months before I can get in at a time that works for both of us. And now that I have a kid, I have to figure that all out for his appointments, too. Well, ZocDoc helps make it easier to find and book an appointment with a doctor that suits your needs and your schedule. And ZocDoc is free. It's a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. I also appreciate that you can read verified patient reviews. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, so simply go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. Halloween is just a few days away now. And did you know that many pizza shops say Halloween is one of the busiest nights of the year for pizza delivery? So we thought this would be a good time to tell you that recent research from 2020 found, despite what you might have been told in the past, you can recycle your pizza box. Yep, even if it's greasy. The study was done by a box manufacturer on the effects of typical amounts of grease and cheese, and it found there's no real impact when it's recycled. However, they did say you do need to make sure there's no leftover pizza or anything else inside the box. Advancing technology also gets some credit for this. Apparently, over the years, paper mills have become more skilled at screening out chunks of cheese during the pulping process. It's estimated about 3 billion pizza boxes are used each year, so recycling them could have an impact. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll catch you up with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.